Dire Straits. Big fan. All right, that's music. Let me try to create some context to what we're about to talk about. That's music. It's dinner time. You're going to want to eat food. And when you think about music and food in Chicago for this, the 4th of July week, the week following the 4th of July or leading up into the 4th of July, what do you think about? You think about Taste of Chicago. There is no Taste of Chicago this year. And the only good thing about that for me is that there's no street closures as a result. Maybe the city will just make the street closures anyway, just to make us all feel better. But we're not having that. But there is a virtual Taste of Chicago. And I have no idea how this is going to work. Neil Heitz is with us. He is the manager of Taste of Chicago. We met him last year when he was here, when we were having a little Taste of Chicago celebration up here. And I don't get the idea of a virtual Taste of Chicago, but you're going to have to explain it to me.
Hi, Ro. Thanks again for having me on. Yeah, I realize that you are missing waiting in line for tickets and having lots of people sweat on you and then, you right. know, buying, you know, the meat on the stick that I know you love so much.
Oh, yes. I like the water on a stick. That's my favorite thing.
Right. So we revamped it and we've made some improvements just for you, Ro.
All right. What are we doing?
All right. Well, we've got Taste of Chicago to go. And, you know, while we certainly can't have the same experience that we've come to know and love for 40 years, we have worked differently to still create a local dining showcase. So this year, Taste of Chicago to go has a couple different parts to it. So the first part is that we have this really awesome dining guide. So all, you know, many of the vendors that were part that are part of Taste of Chicago are listed on the Taste of Chicago website, which is tasteofchicago.us. And it has, it's segmented into different food categories. It's also providing information so that you can order from the restaurant or the vendor or the eatery in a way that's best for them, whether that's a phone call and a delivery app or through a website. Mm-hmm. But we've got a lot of different highlights and a whole range of menu items from across the city to choose from. And
so would these all really be, Neil, just so I understand, would these all be vendors that would have been at Taste of Chicago, or are you adding more?
That's correct. Vendors that would have been at this year's Taste of Chicago.
All
correct.
Right. All right.
And so with lots of different options for to explore. I mean, the point is that we still want to support our restaurant and we are the culinary capital of the world, and we want to make sure that we support these vendors, even at a time when we can't do that in Grant Park.
So will that continue to go on longer than what Taste of Chicago would have done? Because Taste of Chicago got chopped down to fewer days over the last number of years. Would we be in Taste of Chicago right now?
July 8th through the 12th. So Taste of Chicago would start tomorrow. We would kick it off tomorrow and go through Sunday.
Okay.
We will keep those restaurants are posted on the Taste of Chicago website. We hope that, you know, people continue to support them. But, it really kicks off tomorrow and goes through Sunday. Because we have a couple other components to this, right?
Okay.
And so here's where some of the virtual stuff comes in. We've done five online cooking demonstrations that will stream daily at noon from July 8th to 12th at the DCase YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/ChicagoDCase, with a bunch of really popular local chefs.
And DCase is Department of Cultural and Sanitary Affairs, or what is it?
Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events.
Oh, okay. All right. DCASE. Okay, right. Okay.
Yes, that's
right.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we've got a bunch of really cool chefs, like Carlos Catan from Zuko, Maya Camille Brizard, Justice of the Pies, Jessica Romanowski of Care Kitchen Chicago, Darnell Reed of Luella's Southern Kitchen, and Sarah Gruenberg of Monteverde. So they've all come on board, and they have prepared some really cool menu items, you know, some really cool items for you to see how they do it, what the magic is behind the scene.
Yeah.
Every day at noon, those will post.
That's actually cool, because those are a lot of open kitchens, and you get to watch those guys work if you go to those restaurants, too. And
yeah.
It really is that I'm telling that Luella's guy, if you want Southern cooking, man, you want that New Orleans and that Gulf Coast kind of thing, that dude has got it all figured out.
He's got a really great item, too. So
yeah, mm-hmm. What is his item?
He's going to be cooking up some salsa con queso, and he's got these barbecue ribs that he's adding to it. It's like this sort of his own twisted, like, twist on it. It really is delicious. So he'll be airing, you know, again, over the course of 5 days, we'll have all five of those chefs.
All right.
And all that information is posted on the Taste website, too.
See, as much as I have made fun of the Taste of Chicago for my many, many, many years here, because I think I told you this last time, I worked at the progenitor event, Chicago Fest, when I was a kid.
Correct. Yes.
You would definitely not want to see me doing a cooking demonstration based on what I was doing when I was 15 years old. We were not taking those rules very carefully back then. Very, very, we weren't taking them as seriously, probably as we should have, as the city of Chicago at that moment would have wanted us to. So that would not have worked out. But I know it's totally a different situation. And now you also get the experience of being able to help these restaurants out. It's actually a very, very good idea. Hold on 1 second for me, Neil. I got to take a quick break. I want to come back and ask you a couple other questions on the other side. Neil Heitz, manager of Taste of Chicago. Yes, it's now virtual, like everything else. Hopefully next year we'll be out there sweating again and dropping stuff on ourselves. But right now we got to do that. We got to drop it on ourselves virtually. Here's Lauren Lapka. She's looking at the roads and the skies.
Early morning, stay safe and stay connected with Morgan Kuchmeier's weather forecast and Sarah Ginger's traffic reports. Weekdays, 4 to 6 on WGN-TV Morning News.
Were this any of the other years of the last 40, this week you'd be leaving your downtown office, trundling over to Grant Park, going through a zigzag line, getting some tickets, and then going eating a turkey leg on a stick. You'd be doing that because that would be Taste of Chicago. Taste of Chicago, though, like everything else, you're not working downtown. You're not. There's no turkey on a stick. There's nothing because of the COVID. However, the people at the city of Chicago figured out, have been putting this and the other affiliated events on for so long and done a really nice job of this, because it is one of those events that people do come into Chicago for. It's a tradition, family traditions. There's grandparents that are now bringing their little babies to this event that they went to when they were little. So this is some people really enjoy it. And Neil Heitz is the manager of Taste of Chicago, so I won't say anything else about it. But people do like, they like sweating and they like eating and they like, you know, pushing the babies around and then dropping the food on their heads. Now, here is the question. If you want, I went to the website. I did it through the Google, because I think when we give out URLs, people don't always pay attention. So I just said Taste of Chicago. When you put it into the Google, it pops up Taste of Chicago to go. You go there, you see the restaurants. You're able to go pick up from those restaurants if you're near them, or you can have them deliver to you. And they have specific stuff that they would have been doing at Taste of Chicago. They'll do specific things for you. My question, and I think this is why, Neil, I want to talk. This is the other side of this. It's very important. We've been trying to support these restaurants and small businesses throughout all of this, and trying to help people throughout the metropolitan area, the small business owners, get through this really scary and difficult time. So for these restaurants, how many would there have been at Taste this year?
This year at Taste of Chicago, there might have been somewhere north of 75.
75 restaurants. And those 75 restaurants, they make pretty good money doing Taste of Chicago. I mean, again, I remember that from when I was a kid and working at that event, that those restaurateurs, you know, they bid to get into it. They wanted to be a part of it because it's a really important thing. So this is just another kick in the teeth for a lot of these small businesses. So go to the website and look up the restaurants that you liked particularly well, and do order from them, because this will help them out at least a little bit. It's not going to solve all the problems that have been created here, but it certainly is a little bit of help, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. And, you know, it is about helping out. One of the things that we also created this year that's new-ish, we expanded upon a program called Taste of Chicago Community Eats, where we partnered restaurants with nonprofit organizations, and the restaurants are then providing a meal to those nonprofit organizations particularly many of them that are on the south and west sides that have been particularly affected either by COVID or you know, the loss of everything that we have going on. So that Community Eats piece is also a really important part of this year's Taste of Chicago To Go. You know, we really tripled the number of nonprofit organizations that we were able to get into that program. So that feels really good for this time of year, too.
All right. And there is music programming, too? People can...
Yeah, I mean, Taste of Chicago does still, you know, the music and the dancing is all still part of the experience. And so this year we have Summer Dance in Place. And so tomorrow night, Wednesday, around this time, about 5:30 actually, we will be featuring Bollywood and Bhangra, a 30-minute dance set. So it's the summer dance series that people have come to know about in Grant Park. But we're moving it online, and so that, too, is something that you could find on the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events YouTube channel at 5:30 tomorrow. And then Thursday evening, we are doing a Millennium Park at Home music series, part of the Millennium Park at Home music series. It's a concert with the Braided Janes, and Welsh-born Chicago-based musician John Langford will be performing. All of it starts at 6 p.m. So
okay.
We've got concerts, we've got dancing, food. Give back, trying to do what we've always done.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be back at it again next year. And next year, I promise I'll go now, Neil, because I'm going to take part in everything that we missed out on this year. Because
I'm going to hold you to that now.
All right.
Like you said it on air, man. So
I know.
This is it. You're there.
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to make my triumphal return to Taste of Chicago after running away from Chicago Fest and going, I'm never going back.
You're coming back.
It's all right. You know, it was hot. It was on Navy Pier, too. And back then, before they made Navy Pier, and Navy Pier had, there was wildlife on Navy Pier. I'm just going to tell you that, Neil. There was wildlife. This is like 1980, and there was some stuff on that pier you did not want to know about. You just did not want to know about. All right.
A much better environment at Taste of Chicago,
yeah,
Row. And
yeah,
we'll get
I know.
You down there next year. But this year, Taste of Chicago To Go, and we really appreciate your support.
Now, that that little Ferris wheel that you guys put up at Taste of Chicago over those number of years, can you actually drive that to somebody's house? Because it looks like you could fit it on a street. And have people just go right on that
it's
thing.
It's in your driveway when you get home, Ro. It'll be in your driveway when you arrive at home
good.
This evening.
This guy never fully understood. We got another one over here. We didn't need it, but that's fine. All right, Neil, you're doing God's work. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Thanks so much, Ro.
Right.
Have a great night.
Thank you, too. Neil Heitz from Taste of Chicago. Taste of Chicago To Go if you want to take part in that. And again, it's about supporting the restaurants, about supporting the local economy here. Do what you can do. Get out. And yeah, if you don't want to be outside eating, or you don't want to be in a restaurant 25% capacity or whatever it is, order in from restaurants. Take advantage. Try to get some money moving in this economy if you can. If you don't feel safe doing it, I understand. I don't judge. If you do feel safe doing it, get out and try to, as long as you're comfortable with what that restaurant's doing, try to do it. And because it is Taste of Chicago, this is a good reminder to stop by that website and take a look and see what it is. The restaurants that would have been there, and because there's always some really cool ones. Then there's a couple that you go, well, why would they be there? Like McDonald's. I never understood why McDonald's. I know it's Chicago-based McDonald's. God bless them. But there's a McDonald's across the street from on Michigan Avenue. You know, you could have gone to that. I mean, why? I never understood. But that's what they did. All right. So do that. It's Taste To Go. Just Google that and you're going to find the right place to be. It's a cool program. We got to do something. And I'm just thinking, you know, like all the things that we have missed out on this summer so far. And we talked about two things that you can do to kind of bring back some sense of normalcy. You've got the Chicago Dogs baseball team that plays in Rosemont at Impact Field, I think is what it's called. They're playing tonight. Now, that's a sold-out game, sold-out meaning it's 20% of capacity. It's a 7,000-seater, so it's about 1,400 people that are going to be in attendance tonight and moving out throughout the season. We talked to those folks earlier. That's up for podcast. You can listen to hear how they're doing, what they're doing. It is a way for fans to actually go see live baseball this year, because clearly Major League Baseball is not going to be doing that. But at least minor league is going to be doing it, and they also they are doing it in a very smart way because they're using the digital ticket platform that you that according to the owners here, they use an algorithm to get you socially distanced once you get into the park to your seats. So it moves you around. It knows how many people are in your party, and then it figures out where the next available seats are, and it moves people around the stadium properly. And there's and they even have they figured it out. They even have a buffet. Now, that's a bridge too far for me, a buffet. I will not lie to you. I'm going to say that I don't think I'm availing myself of a public buffet yet. But I am interested in going to a baseball game. I'm sure you are too. Those are the kinds of things that we will not, we should not, on the other end of this, take that for granted. Because it isn't. This is a life-changing event for so many of us. For everybody, really. Because if you thought, okay, the last baseball game that you went to was a minor league or major league or whatever it was, or you had not been, maybe you've only been to one in your life, or maybe you've always wanted to go to one, you haven't been to one, do it. Because now it's that moment where you think, well, something really bad happened to me. But everybody has had that exact same experience, where the thing that they love to go do during the summer is gone. The thing they wanted to do during the spring was gone. The thing they just wanted to sit down on their couch and watch a basketball game, a hockey game, baseball game, whatever it was, it all went away.
I miss just simply the taste of a beer and a hot dog at a game because it tastes different.
It's true.
And then listening to all the weird fans that make you laugh because they say the stupidest thing or the funniest thing.
Sometimes the funniest, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't even really think about it mentally when you're there, but it's those things that I think about now that I can't have it.
The smell is the thing that...
Like onions?
Yes, the smell of the grilled onions, especially Guaranteed Rate when you walk into that concourse. And because they've got the... They do have really the best concourse situation at Guaranteed Rate.
Best food ever.
Yeah, it is. And I know Wrigley has tried very hard to finally catch back up because people didn't really... Wrigley didn't have to. People were showing up no matter what. It did not matter. And I know Mark was a vendor. I don't even want to begin to go down this road.
I wasn't going to say a word.
I know that you were a vendor.
Did you know he also lived in Kansas City for a while?
Oh, stop. I was going to say the corn on the south side is, no one does it better. The elotes?
Yes.
The,
so good.
My God.
Yeah. I like the beef. I like the grilled onions on the hot dog or on the Polish or the Italian. I mean, there's just nothing better than that. And, right, the beer, somehow, when it comes out of that gun into the warm ambient heat, right, it comes out of that tap, I should say, not the gun, but the tap, and it tastes better, it's less carbonated somehow, it's smoother, and when you look, I mean, you know, you're done with a little transaction, and then you look out, and especially this time of night, where the sun is starting to go down, and you see that beautiful, verdant, green field, the players there, and it's just, and you know that they're there just to play in front of you, right? That's the whole point. You're there because they're there because you're there. And there's just no feeling quite like it. And to think that there was ever a possibility that that wouldn't be available to us. You know, for a damn good reason, is really a lot to think about. And that's where, that's like for football, oh my God. I mean, I don't know what I would do this fall were we not to have it. I just don't know. So
I got so excited when I saw the schedule. Oh, sweet, Cubs and Sox playing each other the last three games of the season. That's going to be an awesome atmosphere. Oh, no.
No, you won't be able to go.
It won't be, no. Actually.
All right, well. Here's to next year. We've got the news from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Here's Kim Gordon.